Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we have Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. It's been a long time, Mufti Saab. Yeah, we're missing out on your critical news. You know, you give us the right side. They give us the left side, so you give us the right side. And
well, you know, we prefer the right. We prefer the right, not the left.
The right wing. So there's this whole controversy in South Africa and the corruption. Imagine. They claim now all of this here, we don't even follow it, whatever. But just from this angle, they're speaking about Miss South Africa, right? So Miss South Africa, the one of the finalists, they didn't know if she's South African or not. And there's controversy whether she is South African or not. But okay. Miss South Africa. But sadly so, it's a non-Muslim country. And if you see Saudi Arabia, not so long ago, they also now looking to put their feet in there. They are looking to put their feet in Miss Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure what was the latest after that, but there was some information regarding that not so long ago. Miss Saudi Arabia 2024. Mufti Saab, your comments on this. Yes, there was. Her name was Rumi Al-Qahtani, 27-year-old. And she represented Saudi Arabia in the Miss Universe 2024. Now, from Mufti Saab, we didn't ever.
I heard that she had done that, and they had taken a picture of her with the Saudi flag standing behind her.
Yes, okay. Now it's playing.
So yeah, this is. Saudi, we don't expect anything good to come out of Saudi. All right, last winter, they were having those winter abuse concerts. October 7th that had happened, and all the Muslims were being slaughtered in Gaza, and Saudi wasn't doing anything to help. Gaza, but they were having these music concerts where people were taking selfies and dancing, and men and women standing together and holding up the Saudi flag. In the middle of that sitting on the middle of that stuff. So we don't expect anything from Saudi. Pakistan, they also said, they took the woman. They call this empowerment. Okay, this is women empowerment. They're doing, you know, they're not bowing down to men. Okay, so they're showing that they're independent women by walking down the stage in a bathing suit. Okay, they don't talk about their, you know, Western education. You know, or things that they've done to help society or anything like that. They just take off their clothes and they put on a bathing suit. And most of the time, the one who looks the best in a bathing suit is the one who wins these contests. So, but again, this is women empowerment. You know, they're showing their true independence.
Mufti Saab, you just reminded me about that and I totally forgot about it. Flag of the Saudi Arabia, La ilaha illallah. And that just pains me, especially the listeners and those who really have, who have the true spirit of Iman, that they just totally desecrating La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in conjunction with this, we have to say that we remember when we used to go to Saudi Arabia, when we used to go to Medina Munawwara, Rawda-i Mubarak, those days we didn't know the du'as, what to read, what to recite. So we'd hold a book there in front, reading the Masnoon du'as, and not praying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but reading the du'as that were set there. And the people, the guards would chase us away saying, Bid'a ya Sheikh, Bid'a ya Sheikh. But this is now, look where it's escalated to. that from you didn't allow us for that, calling that bidah. But now, what do you, where do you put this in the bag?
Yeah, again, we don't expect anything good from them. Look what happened as soon as the Gaza thing started in October, and people were going for Umrah and making dua for Gaza, and they were presented carrying the flag. Well, we know the flag stuff is shirk, but you know, trying to show some kind of support for Gaza, they're carrying the flag and like that. No, couldn't do that. But say something. You couldn't say something pro, something good for Gaza. You couldn't make dua for Gaza. But if you praise America, you know, maybe you got the free Hajj or something. You know, it's always been like that. The love. I had a friend when I was in America before I came here, and he had to flee America because he had a criminal record and he had done something wrong. And so he fled and went to Saudi. And while he was there, we were in contact with him because his family was still there. And they told us that he said that he could criticize the American government in America easier than he could in Saudi. All right? If he could criticize the American government in Saudi, they'd throw him in jail. But you could call, you know, Biden any kind of name, and you can, Kamala Harris, you can call them any kind of name or anything like that. There's nothing to happen to you. If you throw them in jail. We expect nothing from Saudi, nothing good from Saudi. All right? They're just finished. We're just waiting for them to perform. All right. Who will fall first, the American government or the Saudi government? We don't know.
Mufti Saab, before we leave you, just one question. In Pakistan, if we rewind back to when Queen Elizabeth died, so I noticed, I think Pakistan had a 3-day mourning period. Is that correct? For Queen Elizabeth.
I don't remember. It's possible. I'll try to look it up and tell you tomorrow, inshallah.
Okay.
But I don't think it was.
There was definitely a mourning period. Yeah, I think it was.
It may have been a 1-day mourning period. It may have been, yeah.
No, yes, yes.
Part of the Commonwealth.
Now I've got it. The UAE, they had a 3-day mourning period. The UAE. Pakistan had a 1-day mourning period. Now, my question, when Ismail Haniyeh passed away, did Pakistan have any mourning period?
Official from the government, huh?
Yeah.
I think they condemned it.
Okay.
I think they condemned it.
But no mourning period as such. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. So Queen Elizabeth, whose total, her kufr is clear all over, and she gets a 3-day in UAE, 1-day in Pakistan, and daily, how many mujahideen are giving their lives, and there's no real mourning for them. This is the injustice that we are witnessing. However, Mufti Saab, you'll give us more on this tomorrow, inshallah. We appreciate your time. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam.